Agents of Change.
I really love meat. I derive a lot of joy in my life from eating meat. I don't think I could give that up, and I think we have to kill something to sustain our lives, states a young college student sitting down for an interview in the middle of his classes. I was the same. I used to love steak and all that. But I guess the question would then be, that does sensory pleasure alone provide enough justification to morally excuse what we do to animals? Are our taste buds more important than the life of someone else? Asks the tall, long-haired interviewer in reply. In May 2014, a young man saw an article on BBC News about a truck carrying 7,000 chickens to a slaughterhouse. The truck had crashed across the M52 in Manchester and hundreds of birds had passed. What struck him even more were the ones who were still alive, who had broken wings and broken bones. He felt really sorry for the birds, and at that point it dawned on him that he himself felt like a total hypocrite. The only reason the birds were on that truck on their way to the slaughterhouse was because he had literally paid for them to be there as a huge consumer of meat. He thought about the way he viewed the animals he ate, and he thought how they're just the same as the animals he loved. They have the capacity to feel and think, and they have a preference to live. He made the choice that day to make a conscious decision to change the way he ate. So a former KFC fan did a complete 360 and realized that the choice for him was not to consume any animal products, reduce the suffering of animals, because in a Western society with an abundance of choices for what to eat, in the end, the suffering of the animals is unnecessary. This man is Ed Winters. Ed Winters, aka Earthling Ed, is a 26-year-old animal rights activist, lecturer, and document filmmaker from London, England. He educates people on veganism through his social media platforms and tours around the world, giving lectures to people from children to students. He's known for the street interviews where he challenges people to view things from different perspectives. Ed has gained a large following due to his intelligence and humble, non-judgmental way of talking to people. He has an ability to actually listen to people and always respond in a respectful manner. Winters started his YouTube channel in 2016, alongside co-founding the animal rights organization Surge. His campaigning through Surge has, for example, resulted in a 100% fur-free catwalk at the London Fashion Week, among other campaigns and animal rights marches. Winters has appeared in live television numerous times debating the ethical and environmental arguments for veganism, and in September 2018 he opened an entirely non-profit vegan restaurant in London called Unity Diner. He is recognized as a figurehead in the vegan movement, with his university lecture called You Will Never Look at Your Life in the Same Way Again, being viewed over 33 million times online already. Last year, in 2019, Earthling Ed gave 107 talks to a total of 27,600 people, and in a 12-month period, okay, listen to this, 33,248 people signed up to go vegan through Ed's online content. Talk about an agent of change. Ed stands out in the growing vegan movement through his positivity. His online teachings are based on effective communication and positive community building. He specifically focuses on education as means in which to advocate, with a focus on philosophical and ethical arguments regarding accepting animals into our circle of moral consideration. He has been playfully referred to as the vegan Jesus due to his bearded chin and long hair, and also probably because of his unselfish and modest demeanor. He gave two popular TED Talks in the year 2019, and in one of them, he goes through all of the points he himself also used to make as an excuse for not being vegan, and he invalidates all of them. Ed encourages people to go vegan, since nowadays it's easier than ever, and has tremendous impact for not only animals, but also for health and environmental reasons. He states in his speech, "It's our personal choice whether or not we consume animal products, in the same way it's our personal choice to abuse a dog. To imply that it's morally justifiable to use animals because it's a personal choice would mean that every action that we make as humans must also be morally justifiable, because every action is a personal choice. But those choices have a victim. If it is a choice, then why would we choose to be cruel?" asks Ed. This is Anna from Helsinki for the Agents of Change podcast. Where the world goes to where we take it.